I'm glad that we have come together to hear a word of inspiration. As always, I'm thankful to be able to share a word, and I'm going to get right into the word of inspiration on today. But just before I do, I want to encourage everyone to get a pen and paper, because today's word of inspiration is full of scripture, and I want you to hold on to these scriptures. These scriptures will help you, I believe, whenever you are going through or you're questioning and you're wanting to make sure that God is with you. So make sure that you get a pen and paper. And as you're doing that, and as we're preparing ourselves, let me pray over the word for today. Father, we thank you and we honor you for your grace, for your mercy. We thank you, O God, for today. We thank you for your love and for your kindness towards us. Thank you for allowing us to come together yet another Friday, God, to hear of your goodness, to receive your instructions. I ask, God, that you just have your way in this space that we are in on today. Spirit of the living God, move through me, speak through me. Let them hear you as I open up my mouth. Let them receive you as the words are received in their ears, and may it also be applied to their lives. God, this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. This week, while I was driving on my way back from presenting at a new hire orientation, someone was dropped in my spirit, and I felt a very strong pull to give them a call. And while I was driving, I called them real quick, and they answered. And when they answered the phone, I can feel the heaviness that was on them. And I proceeded to tell them that the Lord placed them in my spirit and I felt led to give them a call. And they got quiet. They got quiet. And then I can hear them. I can hear them crying. And then they went on and said, "I know this is God." They said how they were just lying there in the bed. And this was in the late, late morning. They usually up early, but they weren't able to move because of a heaviness, being that it was Mother's Day coming. Now, she too is a mother, but because it was Mother's Day and she lost her mother a couple of years ago, and also it's almost the anniversary of her mother's death as well, and she just felt the weight. But God had me minister to her and give her words of encouragement and then pray for her. And after I prayed with her, she said, "Velma, thank you. I was just asking God for help, and he had you call me." And she said, "Thank you for reminding me that I am not alone and that God has not forgotten about me." And today, I just wanted to share a word of inspiration to you, especially to those who feel like God has forgotten about you. Especially for those who feels like God has turned a deaf ear to you. Today, I just want to remind each and every one of you that God is listening, that God has not forgotten about you. God has you on his mind. And there may be times when it seems like you've been forgotten about, but rest assured, God himself has you on his mind, and he does wonderful things to prove to us over and over again how he has us on his mind. So today's word of inspiration is entitled God's Reminder Notice. Now, I encouraged each of you in the very beginning to get a pen and paper. So for those of you that came on a little later, find you a piece of paper and get you a pen, because today's word of inspiration is going to be filled with God's word, with God's reminder notices. Now, there are many types of reminder notices: appointment reminder notice, a payment reminder notice, event reminder notice, even meeting reminder notices. And a reminder notice is prepared to remind us of something we need to remember. And I give myself a reminder notice just about every day. For example, my calendar on my phone serves as my reminder notice when I have something scheduled. And what I do is I place an appointment on my calendar, on my phone, and I set it up where I receive a reminder notice a week before, and then a day before, or even a few minutes before the meeting. And that reminder notice ensures that I don't forget the meeting or what I need to follow up on. For example, I may make a new business call, and the individual may say, "Can you call me back in 6 months?" And I will have to think about what we want to do. And so I would put on my phone 6 months later to call that individual. Our reminder notice can even be your grocery list. We want to make sure we get everything we need for the house, for our groceries. As we prepare our grocery list, we write down everything that we need. And when we go to the store, if we watch that grocery list, then we'll stick with that list. But I don't know about you, I never stick with my list. But if you go to the store and you don't have that reminder notice, if you don't have that grocery list, a lot of times, and I'm guilty, if I'm trying to just do it based on my memory, I go to the store and I forget a very important ingredient, and I'm in the middle of preparing my food. And then I'm like, oh my goodness, now I have to go back to the store to get something. So reminder notices are really important. And we all use reminder notices of some kind. Well, today I want to remind you that God has reminder notices throughout the Bible, reminder notices that are filled with his promises. And I'm going to share with you seven important reminder notices of God that I want you to hold on to. You put it in the place where you can grab it and just look at the scriptures, especially when you're dealing with things or decisions that you need to make, or when you're struggling with situations. Look at the word of God, and so that it can remind you who he is and that he's got you. Now, the very first reminder notice I want to share with you from God is, I will be with you. God promises to be with you. The first scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6 and 8. Again, that's Deuteronomy 31, 6 and 8. And it reads, "Be strong and bold. Have no fear or dread of them, because it is the Lord your God who goes before you." Isn't that beautiful? And it goes on and says, "He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." What a beautiful reminder notice that God is with us and that we don't have to fear, because he is right there by our side. He will be with you. He will not fail you. Even though you may feel like you may be all alone, he has not failed you, and he never will fail you. Isaiah 41 and 10. Again, that is Isaiah, the 41st chapter and verse 10. And it reads, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Once again, he's saying, I got you. I'm the one that's going to strengthen you. I'm the one that's going to help you. So know that he's never going to leave you nor forsake you. Isaiah 43 and 2. Again, Isaiah 43 and 2. The word of God says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." That's good right there. "And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you." So no matter what fiery darts may come your way, when you feel like you're overwhelmed, he says that I'm going to be with you. I'm there walking beside you. I'm there holding your hand. And that's just one reminder notice. The second reminder notice is, I will protect you. God will protect you. One of the names, or the name for God to protect you, is Yahweh. Yahweh, that's YAHWEH, is a name of God that means a shield or a protector for his people. God is Yahweh. So whenever you're concerned about being protected, you just call on Yahweh, because he is your protector. In Psalms 84, it says that God is Yahweh of the armies of heaven, which means that he has the power to protect and win victory. Throughout the scriptures, we find how God himself helped different individuals, helped different battles, so that the individuals could win in battle. And he proved to them that he was Yahweh. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians And we're going to look at chapter 3, verse 3, 1 Thessalonians 3 and 3. And it says, "But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one." So even when the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises up a standard against him. He is your protector. Isn't that good? This is who God is, and this is his promise that he will protect you. And then Psalm 23, 1 through 7. A lot of us know that by heart. I'm reading from the New International Version, and it says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his namesake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil." Why? Because it goes on and says, "For you are with me." So God is with you no matter what path you have to walk in, whether it's a dark path. He says, "I am with you. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Have you really read Psalm 23? Psalm 23 is a good reminder notice of who he is and what he will do for you. Then the third reminder notice is found in it is, "I will be your strength." God promises to be your strength. And the name for God for your strength is El Sali. And I'm going to spell that EL, that's capital EL, capital S as in Sam, ALI, El Sali. It's a Hebrew name for God that means the Lord is my strength, or God my rock. Okay, so El Sali, Isaiah 41 and 10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." The very time when you don't feel like you have any more strength, any more power, he says, "I will strengthen you." He says, "I will be there for you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I am El Sali. I am the God that strengthens you." And then Exodus 15 and 2. Exodus 15 and 2 also tells us, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory." So we're reminded throughout the scripture of who God is and what he will be for us and what he will do for us. Another reminder notice is God says, "I will answer you." Sometimes we feel like God is not hearing us. Sometimes we feel like God is not going to answer us. But you may even feel like God has forgotten about you. You prayed and you cried and you prayed and you cried, and you have not heard from God concerning a situation you have before him. But know that your prayers continue to echo through the throne room of God until the moment that prayer is granted. Just like my friend who God had me call on Tuesday or Monday while I was coming back from an appointment because she was in my spirit. And she said, "I was just talking to God. I asked God for help. And he sent you me, sent yes, you to me." So God will do just that. He will grant your prayer. He will answer your prayer. He may not answer it the way that you think he's going to answer it, but he always reminds you that "I will answer you." Jeremiah, the scripture, Jeremiah 33 and 3 says, "Call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." Again, that is Jeremiah 33 and 3. We've got to call on the Lord. We have to go to him, cast all of our cares to him. Why? Because he cares. Whatever your concerns are, call to him. And guess what? He's going to answer. It may not answer you right away, but he's going to answer. Then Isaiah 65 and 24. Again, that is Isaiah 65 and 24 says, "It will also come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear." That's good news right there. And then Psalm 86 and 7. Psalm 86 and 7 says, "In the day of my trouble, I shall call upon you, for you will answer me." That is the kind of God that we serve, a God that will answer. And then another promise that we have, another reminder notice, is that God will provide for you. God will provide for you. The Bible tells us that his name is Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh is a name for God that means the Lord will provide. Jehovah and Jireh is spelled capital JIREH. The Lord will provide. And it's often translated as the Lord my provider. And guess what? God is our provider. He is our provider. We look unto him. He is our provider. He is the one that touches the hearts of people to bless us. He is the one that gave us the job, but touched the hearts of our employer. God is our provider. He is the one that allows us to purchase a home. He provided it for us, but yet we did our part. He is our provider. Whatever your need is, he will always supply your very need. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord your provider, gives you what you need. It may not arrive when you think you need it, but whatever you have need of, God always gives in his perfect time. And I believe I have a witness on this call that you know that God always does it in his perfect time. And you can take today's verse to heart and trust God to provide all you need. Now let's look at Philippians 4 and 19. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God, what will he do? Will supply every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." Our God, the God that we serve, Jehovah Jireh. Psalm 84 and 11, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly." Luke, I'm trying to rush through here because I'm seeing my time is winding up. Luke, the 12th chapter, Luke 12 and 24, it says, "Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. How much more value are you than the birds?" Know that God will provide for you. If he provides for the birds, he's sure enough going to provide for you. Why? Because he is Jehovah Jireh. And then our sixth reminder notice is, "I will give you peace." God wants to remind you that he will give you peace. He is your peace, because in the Bible, one of God's name is Yahweh Shalom, which means the Lord is peace. Yahweh Shalom, Shalom. Lom, the Lord your peace. He is your peace. The Hebrew word for peace, shalom, means wholeness in all life, completeness, welfare, safety. And God is the source of all of these blessings. And even when you feel like you're in the midst of a storm, God will be your peace. God will be your peace. Philippians, let me give you scripture real quick. Philippians 4. 6 and 7. I told you it's going to be full of the word today. Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 6 through 7. And it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in what? Everything by prayer and supplication." Don't hold anything back from God. "But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Then we have Isaiah 9 and 6. Isaiah 9 and 6 tells us, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And then we have, again, that's Isaiah 9 and 6. And thank you for Patricia for putting those scriptures on in there in the chat. Isaiah 26 and 3. Isaiah 26 and 3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because what? He trusts in you." And then John 14 and 27. John 14 and 27 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives to you, I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Now, the last but definitely not least, seventh reminder notice is, I will always love you. Ooh, isn't that good? That God will always love us. We know that God is love. We can define God by the word love, because God is love. God is an eternal being, which means God has always been love. Listen, love did not start with us. Love started with God before there was an us. I once heard somebody say God was love before there was time and space, because if he is love, then he's always been love before there was anything outside of himself to love, because that's who he is. And when you feel all alone and no one cares, understand that we have these reminder notices that God is love. Romans 5 and 8. Romans 5 and 8 reminds us, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Isn't that good? That while we were still sinners, he died for us. And then Romans, the 8th chapter, Romans 8, verses 35 through 39. 35 through 39 reads, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. These are the scriptures that we can hold on. And may these scriptures that I shared with you on today, I know there were many. If you did not get all the scriptures, please send me an email. I'll be more than happy to share the scriptures with you. Again, the scriptures I shared with you, they are a daily reminder that God will protect you. It's a daily reminder that God will be with you. It's a daily reminder that God will be your strength. He is your strength. It's a reminder that God will answer you. It's a reminder that God will provide for you. It's a reminder that God will give you peace. It's a reminder that God always loves you. And there are so many other reminder notices in the scripture. So God keeps his reminders. He gives us these reminder notices, and he keeps his promises. Hold on to the word of God. Let us go into prayer at this time. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you and we give you praise and we honor you for this day. We thank you, God, for giving us your beautiful reminder notice, oh God, that you will be our strength. You reminding us that you will always provide for us. You reminding us that you will always love us and that you will never forsake us, God. You reminded us, God, that you are our peace. And even when things are overwhelming, that you are still that peace that surpasses understanding, God. You reminded us that you will answer us, God. You may not answer us when we want you to answer, but God, we realize that the answer is always on time. And we thank you for reminding us. And we thank you for reminding us that you always will protect us, that you are our strength. And we say thank you. Thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the word that we can stand on, oh God, that we can quote, oh God, even when the enemy comes into our mind, and we can look at these scriptures and speak these scriptures out loud and remind the enemy what you promised us and remind ourselves what you promised us. God, thank you for your word that will never return unto you void, but it will always accomplish what you sent it to do. And not only that, it's going to always prosper in our lives. So God, we say thank you. Thank you for your word that is more powerful than any two-edged sword that pierces our hearts, God. Thank you for your word that gives us strength. Thank you for your word that gives us peace. Thank you for your word that gives us direction. Thank you for your word that always speaks to us. Thank you for your word that not only helps us, but it also corrects us. Thank you for your word, God. We are honored, oh God, to be able to study your word, oh God. We're honored to be able able to open up the Bible and read your word, God. There are many countries where they don't have that freedom. But God, we thank you for the freedom. We thank you that we can boldly, oh God, come before you. We thank you, God, that we can walk into a church, oh God, and not be gunned down because we're going to worship you. God, we thank you that we can fall on our knees and have a conversation with you, oh God. We thank you that we can open up our Bibles anywhere, oh God, and not be persecuted. God, we don't want to take these things for granted, but God, we thank you for your word that reminds us of who you are in our lives, and we say thank you. We give you praise on today. God, I honor you, I praise you, I thank you. God, we thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for another week that you've allowed us to see. Thank you for this Friday. Thank you for keeping us together. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, oh God, for a successful work week. God, we say thank you. Thank you for ordering our steps throughout this week. God, I ask right now, oh God, that you will touch everyone and who is connected on this line. Oh God, whether they hear now or they hear the replay, God, I pray right now that you will protect them in the name of Jesus. God, I cancel every plot and every plan and scheme the enemy has devised against any of your children, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I declare no weapon formed against anyone who is listening to this call will prosper. God, I even speak life into every dead situation, and I thank you that nothing is over until you say it's over. And I declare, thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that every household represented on this line is blessed. Their household is blessed. Their health is blessed. Their marriage is blessed. Their finances are blessed. Their businesses are blessed. Their job is blessed. God, their loved ones are blessed. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I give you glory. I declare in the name of Jesus that every yoke that has attached itself to be destroyed on today, whatever yoke has attached itself to your people, God, you destroy it right now in the name of Jesus. I declare, God, that every crooked place be made straight, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for restoration and for a clear mind, God, and for a renewed spirit, God. This is my prayer on today. God, I thank you for Pierce Insurance. I thank you for ordering their steps. I thank you for every open door. I thank you for every blessing. I thank you for all that you have done. I thank you for every person, oh God, every employee. Continue to direct them, be with them, God, strengthen them and protect them. You be their hedge around about them, God. I thank you, oh God, as we are headed to the weekend, God, that you will be with us and that you will protect us and allow us to come together once again on next week. God, this is my prayer on today. It is in Jesus' strong name that we pray. Amen and amen.